All right, hi everybody, and welcome to History Through Art Week 12 for the elementary class of History at Our House. We're returning to our painting from last time. So let me just remind you of a couple things before we embark on our History Through Art class for today. Next week is the next test week. And so we will probably won't do any facts practices next week. We'll just focus on other things. You guys have been doing really well on those, okay? So don't worry about facts practices next week. Instead, we will work on test preparation. Okay? So here we go. Let's go back to our painting. Let's get the chat completely under control. I don't want to have to turn it off. So here we go. Share my desktop. All right. So last time we viewed this image, we identified the main character in the black robes, and we talked about how he is looking directly at the queen on the throne, the lady in the golden gown, who evidently is kind of hiding from him, who has put her hand up to her face to shield herself from him and is looking down and away from him with her eyes either closed or almost closed. And we didn't say this particular item here, but what we can see also is her kind of pink flushed cheeks a little bit. And we can see that she's pouting a little bit and might even almost looks like she might even be crying. She looks quite upset by what the man in black is saying and or doing. And just a quick reminder about that, we said that he is holding his hand up to his chest in such a way with his straight fingers to be pointing to himself. This is not so much a gesture of pointing to your heart or to hold your palm to your heart, which would be about your feelings. But in this case, this is more, it's about him. And then he's gesturing down to some things at his side. So we're going to go back and look at that for a second. We're going to go back and look at that when we get a chance here. But before we do that, our goal was to look at our main characters, of which we identified three. And so since our man in black is our main character and our lady in yellow is the secondary one, and so we've done talking about them, we need to turn now to the king. So I want you guys to take a look at the king now, who is front and center, and tell me what you see about him. What do you observe about the king? All right, Sigourney, get us started.
He's looking off into the distance.
Yeah, his expression is he's looking off into the distance, up and away. And so, Sigourney, how do you interpret that? What does that mean to you?
Because he's looking up past the man in black.
Yeah, certainly, right. But now what I'm asking is, because your observation was exactly correct, what I'm asking is, what do you think it means?
That he's not caring about him.
Okay, there's an interesting possibility that he doesn't care. So, in fact, when somebody's talking to you and you are not looking at them, that certainly would be an indication of indifference, wouldn't it? So, yeah, is there anything else here in his manner that suggests that? Or is there something that suggests something else? Or what else is there about the king that we can say other than he appears to be rather indifferent to the man in black? Abby, go ahead.
It looks like he's fiddling with something around his neck.
Aha, very good observation. His right hand is up to his chest, and we see that he has a pendant. We see that he has a necklace, like a lot of these characters here, and that he seems to be fidgeting with it. That also would be, well, Abby, what do you think of that? Does that contribute to his air of indifference or alter it in some way? What do you think?
It I think it contributes to it because it looks like he's just kind of bored and fiddling with something and looking off into the distance.
Yeah, right. Fiddling with something, or another word would be fidgeting. Fidgeting is when you kind of move your hands or your feet or whatever aimlessly because you're not really attending to something in a serious way. So yeah, he appears to be rather indifferent. Now, he has also, what about his left hand? What do you see there? And what do you think might be going on with the left hand? Obviously, we can just start with an observation. So, Nemo, tell us, what do we see there?
A scroll.
Okay. So, what do you think? What would it have? What could it tell us, or what could it be its significance, Nemo?
For writing a story on.
Okay, story maybe, probably not in this situation, right? If a king has a scroll, it probably is something else, right? So it probably has something to do, it's some kind of paper that has to do with the fact that he's the king, and that, you know, there's a man next to him that's standing there with some papers unfolded with a stamp on them as well, right? So, some kind of official papers, kingly papers, right? Because only he is holding them. So, all right. So, I'm not sure what that tells us about this moment. The painter wants us to see the king holding on to that type of thing. So, what does it contribute? We might have to guess that or not sure. But what I want to do now, Abby, did you have a thought about what those papers tell us?
Maybe that they're here to sign an agreement or something like that.
Yeah, right. I think there are quite a few possibilities. So an agreement might be an example of a kingly type of document. But I'm not sure that we have enough evidence to say what paper it is. Especially that there's two papers and one man seems to be like an advisor standing next to him is holding a set of papers and the king is holding a set of papers and looking off into the distance. Maybe it's just other documents, and he's more interested in those. He doesn't care about the man in black's presentation, what he has to say. All right, but so anyway, what I'd like to do now, what do we have? Let's just kind of summarize briefly what we have concerning our main characters in this painting. So what we have is man in black making some kind of presentation concerning himself, which has the lady in yellow upset, and which the king, or the queen rather, is upset, and the king doesn't care. Okay. What are the reactions of the other people to the presentation of the man in black? Pick a character in this painting and let me know. Do you see a reaction that kind of might tell us something significant here in the painting? Pick another character that you think is interesting and let us know, because we have a lot to choose from, right? So, especially if you think that character is one of the more important ones. So what would be a good choice here? What would be one of the more important ones to look at in this painting? So Gurney, what's your choice?
There's a little boy at the front of the painting, and he seems to be looking down at some handcuffs.
Okay, so let's... Okay, Sigourney wants to look at the little boy. I'm going to wait on the little boy, Sigourney. Okay? So, yeah, we've got two characters over here in the area that the main character is pointing to. So we're going to talk about them as a group, because they are in that part of the painting that the main character is telling us about. Okay? So then let's pick some others. Sigourney, those are good choices, but I kind of want to wait on that one. So let's pick some others. Do you have another choice, Sigourney? People who are paying attention to the main character is what I'm asking for.
Well, then it looks like he's a knight, but he has feathers on his head and armor and purple clothes.
Okay, all right, so you're talking still about a character over on this side. We can go with that one. I don't have an objection to that. So Sigourney says, look at this guy over here. He looks like a knight because he has armor and he's got purple clothes. And so what is he doing? What do you think he's doing, Sigourney?
He's cocking his head curiously. Mm-hmm. And he's looking and he's staring at the queen and king.
Yes, exactly. Okay, let's pull back. Because that's the best way to see that fact, that he's looking at the king and queen. In fact, I would say the queen in particular. So if we go ahead and kind of draw a line along his gaze, then that line takes us over here. Yes. So what he's interested in is the reaction of the queen. He's not so much, and he helps us to be more interested in it, doesn't he? So he's interested in the reaction of the queen to what the main character is doing. Not so much interested in the main character. Okay. But are there characters that are interested in the main character? I mean, other than, you know, there must be. Hold on a second. Okay. I'm surprised that nobody wants to go over and look at this character. But there's a really prominent character in the painting, the man in red. Patrick's dressed in a lot of red today, so I kind of noticed that. But the man in red is a really colorful, prominent character in this painting in the foreground. Whoops! I want to go the other way to my zoom and look at him. So tell me what you see there. And the characters next to him. In fact, just about everybody on this side of the painting is kind of similar or something. Not everybody. See, you've put on your detective caps here and say to yourself, if I was a detective trying to understand this scene, what would I think these characters think of the main character? Would they be his allies? Would they be his enemies? Would they be what? What do they think of the main character? Especially the man in red, of course. Okay, Anna, tell me what you see and what you think of it.
I think they're a bit suspicious of him.
Okay, but on the basis of what? What do you see?
They're all staring at him like they don't trust him.
Okay, they're all staring at him, so there are a lot of different ways of staring. And so what suggests to you a relationship that's not what else is your? I think you are reading their body language well, but the question is, how would you describe that? How would you justify saying suspicion? What is in their body language that lets you say that, Anna? How do you know if somebody's suspicious of you? Where do you see it?
The man in red's pose.
Well, his pose is certainly interesting. He's perched on the edge of his chair and is pushed himself forward in order to look very directly up at the man in black. So I don't think interest, or the interest that is demonstrated by the character, is the same as suspicion. Being interested in somebody would be part of being suspicious of them. So I would say his posture, being on the edge of his seat, so to speak, that is indeed interest. So that's part of it. But most of the other characters are actually kind of standing back or sitting back. So interest is only a part of it. Caleb, what else?
I just have an observation.
Yeah.
On the wall there, I see there's a lion and a castle on the wall.
All right. Well, you're drawing our attention away from what I was hoping to focus on here, Caleb. So, all right. Now that you've said it, let's go ahead and say it and get past it and see if we can come back to our point of focus here. All right. A lion and a castle. Okay. Everybody knows what that is. Good. All right. Did you see it? If you hadn't seen it already, thanks to Caleb, we now recognize it for sure. Castile and Leon. Okay, good. All right, let's get back to our characters here. In a room full of people, you need to look at the people. Right? What are they doing? What do they think of you? Are they your friends? Are they not your friends? What about this lady here? Next to the queen. What about her? What is she thinking? What's going on? What's going through her head? Nemo says she's angry. Nemo, why do you say that? Why is it anger? I can't hear you for some reason. Nemo? That's weird. What's going on with the sounds? Sigourney, are you there? Uh-oh. All right, just a second. I'm having a sound issue at 1550-ish. All right, let me see if I can sort this out. Anybody else? Abby, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. It looks
like... Okay, hold on a second. Did you have a sound interruption?
I don't think so.
Okay, so that means that, I don't know, somebody's having issues, but not everybody. All right, so I just need to record that, and I do my best to try to take that out of the recordings if I can. Okay, so hold on a sec. I'm not sure what's going on with Nemo, and some other people are also having trouble. Okay. All right, so I'm asking Abby. Okay, Abby, what about the lady?
She looks pensive, like she doesn't know what to think quite yet, but she's trying to figure out what he's saying or thinking about something he's saying.
Okay, that's a very good word. Pensive is a very good word. What I think is a really good thing to do with regard to her, as it almost always is with a character, is to strike the pose. Now, if you do that, this is not a usual child's pose. If you take your left hand and put it across your waist, and then you use that to prop your elbow up, of your right hand, and then just rest it, like, gently across your shoulder a little bit, like that. What's that effect? And then, lean back a bit, and then look across with a frown. It's definitely a pose that suggests what Abby said, being pensive, but also being a little bit closed off to somebody, right? Crossing your arms is a gesture of putting your arms between you and somebody else. You're a little bit closed off from them. Now, it's interesting because her hand is up here towards her chin, but the hand of the man in red is right up on the chin. So, Abby, you were using the word pensive. And this character is even more pensive. Henry Wyatt, what did you guys want to say about that?
This is Wyatt Hill.
Yeah.
When I strike that pose, I feel like... I think what she is doing is basically confusion.
Oh, that's interesting. So not quite understanding. Right. So that goes along with pensive, right? So she's having to think about it. She doesn't necessarily feel very strongly one way or the other, but it could involve some confusion. I agree with you. Okay. And by contrast, the man in red again is in serious consideration of what the man in black is saying, right? He's very seriously interested. And so he's leaning forward, and he has his hand up to his chin, which, you know, is kind of a gesture of thoughtfulness. Right? So if you're rubbing your chin, most of you guys don't have beards, so you don't usually do that, but it's something that we do. It's kind of a fidgeting gesture of somebody who's also thinking. So, yeah. So we got everybody here is responding in some way or another to the main character. So we better then finish off today with what is the main character talking about? We know he's talking about himself because that's the essence of the one part of his gesture. But what else is he talking about? It's down here. So Sigourney has already drawn our attention to the fact that we have a boy in the foreground who is stretching out something. Can anybody make it out? Stretching something out. What has he got here? Abby, go ahead.
Maybe a banner or a flag?
A banner or a flag. Yeah, that's a pretty good guess. It's hard to make out the features. It's not as clear as what we see on the wall. Except, does anybody see the anchors here? This is an anchor. This is an anchor. This is an anchor. You see that kind of those two shapes with the spikes on the end? Okay? Those are anchors. Golden anchors on a blue background. That's kind of interesting. And Jeremy, go ahead.
I think it's a map.
Well, no, I'm going to go with map over here, by the way. But, because we've got these different colors here go more with, this is more decorative. This is more like shiny silk. This over here is paper. And it's got white and blue stuff on it. It looks more like an unfurled map. So I'm going to go with map over here and flag or banner of some sort over here. And the banner has anchors on it. So if it has anchors on it, what do those symbolize? Or what else do you see here, Sigourney?
The boy's looking at a pair of handcuffs on the floor, and he's holding the banner.
Okay, so let's see here. Is that the case? I'm just curious about the boy's gaze. I think the boy's gazing off. Now, is he looking down at the... Is he looking down? All right, I'm not sure if it matters if he's looking down at them. It does matter that there are manacles down here, chains. And those would be around your feet or around your wrists, or we could call them handcuffs, I suppose. They're a little bit more than that. But yeah, there's a pair of chains down there that would go around your hands or ankles. Okay, so that's weird. These are the things that the man is showing. A banner, a map, and handcuffs. So this is one of those puzzles, isn't it? Jeremy, keep going.
There's an observation.
Yes?
It said it crosses on the floor.
Oh, because there are crosses in the carpet pattern. Yes. Right. So that I think that would be kind of a decorative pattern that may or may not have something to do with Christianity. I'm not too sure. Right. So that's part of the carpet pattern. Okay. But I just want to highlight the fact that these are gold anchors on a blue background. What is that taught? What is that, you know, what is that a symbol for? Wyatt, Henry?
There's this Wyatt here.
Yeah.
I've just got something quick to say.
Okay.
That is Columbus's coat of arms.
Oh, it's a coat of arms. Okay, and how do you know that?
Well, it's from that Christopher Columbus book that you suggested, and it has, partway in it has a coat of arms of Columbus, and one of the squares, it's the bottom right corner, has five anchors.
Wow, I didn't know that, and I wonder how quickly Google can show us Christopher Columbus's coat of arms. Christopher Columbus's coat of arms. Oh my goodness! Look what Wyatt has helped us to learn. Look at that. red background with a castle, blue water with golden anchors, and so on. The different variations on that same decorative pattern. Wow, well, that really is a clincher. Thank you for that research, Wyatt. Very nice. All right, so back to the painting now. We go back and so this is Christopher Columbus's coat of arms. Why, that really, once you know your history, that sure changes it for sure, right? And we have a map, which is going to be a map of the things that he has explored or discovered. And we have handcuffs. Uh-oh. Jeremy, what did you want to say?
By accident.
Okay, Abby.
Maybe whoever the man in black is, was in jail and has been brought into court.
Indeed. Okay, let's go back now and look at the sum of the painting. Now that we know, we know it's Castile and Leon. We know that it's Christopher Columbus. Wow, and we have a map, and we have and then we have the handcuffs. Okay. So what does it mean? What's the combination if we're just going to try? We've already gotten off a lot. So if we knew all of the history, then we could use that. But if we don't, if we just are looking at the image, what do we suppose? He's showing the things and he's showing himself, and the queen does not want to look at him. We can be detectives, can't we? Let's be detectives. What does it mean? Caleb?
I actually have to leave.
All right. What else? Somebody else help me here. Be a detective. A man pointing to himself and down to his own coat of arms and the map of the things he has discovered. And handcuffs. Nothing else at all. So what does it tell us? And he's looking at her with a deep, penetrating gaze, serious, angry-looking accusation, and she will not look at him. We don't have any detectives here. Is that it? What would you say is happening? Put it together. That's what a detective has to do. He has to interconnect the evidence. Abby?
Maybe he's trying to tell her something or convince her of something and she does not want to hear it.
Yes, but we don't have to say something. We know the something. The artist has given us the something. So we don't have to be general about it. He is telling her about himself and these things. Why these things? Wyatt?
I got an idea.
Okay.
About this.
Yes?
I think that he's gesturing down and saying, I do not deserve this.
Oh, okay. So now we're on. This is an accusatory gaze, and she is embarrassed. She doesn't want to look at him. So he's saying, map, coat of arms, handcuffs. And she says, I don't want to look at you. So what's he saying? Map, coat of arms, handcuffs. Which one of these things? All right, it's like one of those puzzles. Which one of these things does not go with the others? Happy?
The handcuffs.
Right, so the handcuffs tell us, they suggest punishment. They suggest a criminal who's being punished by the rulers. So then, we're getting there. It's not easy to get to the end here. But the criminal, who's the criminal here? Who's been punished? Who's he talking about? Abby?
The man in black. And yeah. It looks like maybe he's talking about the man who's holding the map.
No. No. The man is holding the map is just an insignificant character here. He's just looking at the map. So he's just there to show us the map, basically. So, no, it's the map, it's the objects that we're... Just like the boy is there to show us the coat of arms. Those two characters really are just there to show us the objects. So we want... The artist wants us to see the objects. Wyatt, again?
I just want to say one thing about it quickly.
Yep.
It tends to not fit with Discovery, New Lands, and... It does not fit with that.
Right, right, exactly. The handcuffs do not fit with exploration and this man's reputation and what he has done. He has discovered America for them, and then something bad has happened. All right, so yeah, it's hard here. That's interesting, because I myself am having trouble separating out the history from the art. And so it's giving me a little bit of a challenge to ask you the right questions. But, so, and once we knew for sure that it was Columbus, that changes the whole story. And then we ask ourselves, well, what happened to Columbus? And then that takes us off in another direction. So that's kind of interesting. It's a difficult painting for that reason. In a way, Wyatt gave something away here that changed the whole way that we look at the painting. So, Abby, go ahead.
I was just remembering that when Columbus came back from America, he landed in Portugal, and the Portuguese put him in jail, but they finally managed to convince them to take them to see King Ferdinand.
Yeah, that's not this. That's not this. That's not this. So if you want the details of the story, read your class notes, and you will see in the class notes a brief discussion of each of the four voyages of Christopher Columbus. And that will tell you exactly what this moment is. Okay, but we are over time. So what we're going to try to do here is take the work of art itself. And so just give me a second in finding my note. I like to use a little notepad. There we go. We're going to take the work of art itself and describe it and give it a title. And see what we can do. Trying just... to look at it as a man before the king and queen. Okay? So, just a second. Let me stage this a little bit better. Okay. And so, a man... Fonts are small, but anyway. A man... Alright, man stands... this is going to be a tough one to do quickly. Stands in front of a king and queen and shows them objects, including handcuffs. Alright, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this one fast enough. Alright, so who can help me improve that one? Wyatt, can you help me improve that?
Yeah.
Okay.
A man who has suffered an unjust punishment stands in front of a king and queen and shows them objects, including handcuffs.
Yeah, we don't see that in the painting, Wyatt. I know what you're thinking. And this is the trickiest part with this painting. Is that's not what the painting shows. We do not see an unjust punishment. So we can interpret that, but we don't see it. So, Patrick, what did we not say yet?
Well, I was thinking of making something like a man stands in front of a king and queen and shows them a map, handcuffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what I was kind of thinking. It shows them objects, including... So, shows them a map, a coat of arms, and handcuffs. All right, so... All right, that's being more of a list, but maybe that's a good choice. All right, Jeremy, can you give us something else to focus on? Jeremy, go ahead. Oh, I lost Jeremy. Abby, go ahead.
A man stands in front of an embarrassed queen and an uninterested king. I got king and queen out of order there.
Yeah.
And shows them a nappy coat of arms and handcuffs.
Right. An embarrassed queen. That's going to be tricky to say. An embarrassed queen and an uninterested king. Right, standing in front of an embarrassed queen and an uninterested king, shows them a map, a coat of arms, and handcuffs. Yeah, that's a better, fuller description. Okay. I'm going to say a man standing angrily in front of an embarrassed queen and an uninterested king. That's, I don't know why that's not quite there for me, but we're running out of time, so we're going to have to call it good enough. And so, let's see. Yeah, we could say accusingly, we could say a lot of other things. All right, let's try for a title. Let's try for a title. We've struggled to get this far here, but we've got to see if we can try to put it together once and for all. Okay, Abby, what would be a title?
A map, a pair of handcuffs, and a coat of arms.
Say that again, please.
A map, a pair of handcuffs, and a coat of arms.
Well, all right, so in other words, a list of the three objects. That's kind of an interesting idea. A map, a coat of arms, and handcuffs. Yeah, that's, I wouldn't normally go with a long title like that, but it's kind of neat because it highlights the three objects that are so significant. So, I don't mind that. Anna, go ahead.
How about just the three objects?
So, what, the three objects?
The three objects, yeah.
The three objects. And that's kind of being a little bit more general, and it's kind of got a good ring to it. Okay, Jeremy, are you still there?
The trial.
The trial. Well, yeah, I'm not so sure, but we'll put it there because we could always use more possibilities. So, yeah, who's on, you know, that's kind of an interesting one, Jeremy, because who's on trial? Is it the man in black who's on trial? I think it's the king and queen who are on trial. So I like that title, Jeremy, because it gives us that kind of, interesting kind of a challenge in this scene. Something here isn't right. That's going to be my title. Something here isn't right. Oh, that's pretty good there, Mr. Powell. The king's reaction isn't right. The queen's reaction isn't right. There's something that's not right. I don't know. I like that one. I don't know. What else? Maybe injustice would be... Yeah, now we're getting too vague. And we're... Yeah, well, okay. I think we're going to have to leave it there. We didn't necessarily conquer this painting. We'll leave it there, and I'll say this. Read the class notes on the story of Columbus, and then maybe we'll have a pop quiz Monday morning, and I'll ask you, after what voyage of Columbus would these events have happened? All right, how about that? That's going to be your pop quiz question on Monday, if I remember. After what voyage of Christopher Columbus would these events have happened? And the answer is in your class notes. Okay? We are way, way over time, and I gotta run. So thanks, everybody. Have a good weekend. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.